Next case is 98-2482 AT Wireless, TCS Inc. versus Beaver Creek Township Zoning Appeals. Mr. Bear.
May I please report, C. Francis Bear on behalf of Hellas, AT&T Wireless, TCS Inc., and Clarence Inc. and Ruth Inc., who own the subject commercial lawn tree farm in Beaver Creek Township of Crane County. I would like to introduce my co-counsel, Michelle Fleming, who will also assist in presenting the argument in chief, and would like to reserve at least 5 minutes in rebuttal.
Isn't your argument the same, except this is agricultural?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what I thought. Anything else?
The only point that I'd like to make additional to...
Don't you have a different problem here? Because residential zoning here, one-family dwellings are permitted as a principal use in this zoning district, am I right?
That is correct. There,
that's not true in the business district in the Sims case, is it?
It is true. Residential uses are permitted as principal uses in Sims.
Yep.
In the retail district.
In the retail district?
Yes, Your Honor.
As a principal use?
As a principal use.
So your argument would be then the analogy is exactly the same.
Okay.
And the fact that the one-family dwelling is permitted as a principal use here doesn't affect it.
It doesn't affect it because if you look at it, it doesn't affect it per se, but additionally, if you look at it, you can see that it's limited to a lot of at least 5 acres, with the purpose of the district being to set aside large areas for residential, or excuse me, agricultural use, not residential use. And again, to pick up on the question that Associate Justice Lundberg-Stratton had with respect to, could you put a tower right next to someone's farmhouse? Well, again, in the agricultural district, you're allowed to have uses which are typically inconsistent with single-family residential living, such as silos, you have pastures, you have corrals, barns, areas where there are high concentrations of manure and so forth, where people do not like to live next to, but you can't live reasonably in an agricultural district if you're on a sufficiently large tract of land. But again, the point is to conserve.
That's because that's what it was first. If it was agricultural before zoning existed.
Your Honor, but you typically, we have seen areas in suburban areas develop that were agriculturally used for single family subdivisions because in those areas they were single family districts. They were not agricultural districts. Now we see townships zoning areas primarily for agricultural use and prohibiting single-family subdivisions, just like Beaver Creek.
In this particular area, what activity is permitted other than farming?
You can have a single-family residence on a 5-acre or greater parcel.
And that's it?
That's it.
Farming or single-family 5-acre?
Any type of agriculture, not necessarily farming, any type of horse breeding or whatever.
And what is the predominant use in this particular neighborhood?
It is agricultural. The subject property is a 35-acre commercial walnut tree farm.
I'm not asking about the subject property. I understand what it is. What are the neighbors doing?
Some of them have agricultural uses. Some of them just live on a large area.
Principally residential.
Well, if you drive through the area, which I have done several times, it's a wide open rural area. Scattered homes.
Homes on large lots.
Some homes are very small, but they're very large tracts. Very large tracts.
Isn't this a case where the adjacent property owners have approved it?
Yes.
You got their approval.
Because there were basically all the abutting owners consented and approved. There were 3 public hearings. Only one person showed up at any hearing to express any opposition out of all of the people who were notified. Exhibit 2, which is, of course, stipulated, is the Beaver Creek Township zoning resolution. And in that, starting with Article 5, that's entitled R1A, R1AA, R1A, R1B, One Family Residential District. Article 6 is R2, Two Family Residential District. Article 7 is R3 and R4, Multifamily Residential Districts. Article 8 is the R5 Mobile Home Residential District. Next goes to Article 9, Hold for Future Use. Article 10, B2 Community Business District. Article 11, B3 General Business District. Article 12 is the B4 Highway Business District. Article 13 is the O1 Office Building District, Office Research Park District, and RP1 Research Park District. Article 14 is the Industrial District, the I-1 Light Industrial, the I-2 Heavy Industrial. Okay. Then you get eventually agriculture at the end of that, clearly indicating that it is not a residential district. Before I turn it over to my partner, I'd like to also point out another reason the facts are very compelling in this case. The Beaver Creek Township Zoning Resolution allows in any district as a permitted use of essential services. Essential service is defined to include telephone service. This court held in the Campanelli versus AT&T case decided previously that this type of communication is a type of telephone service, therefore it's an essential service, therefore under the code itself, it would be permitted as a matter of right in any district, including the agricultural district. So we believe the facts are so compelling that I need to say nothing further. I'll ask Michelle.
Why don't you prevent the township from going back and zoning everything now residential and then letting agriculture be a permitted use, business being a permitted use, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Rather,
the whole thing becomes residential.
There are a lot of things they could do to thwart what the General Assembly decided was a reasonable way of implementing the Federal Telecommunications Act. There are all sorts of things they could do. I think you have to resolve that on a case-by-case basis. But they do have clearly the authority, in the first instance, to classify property in their, what they deem as, in their public interest.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barrett. Ms. Fleming.
Yes, Your Honor, following up on that, I want to mention that this area, Beaver Creek, is township is immediately across from the city of Beaver Creek, from literally across the street. So part of the township's argument about the residentialization, if you will, of the area relates to the fact that it's right next to a municipality. In this area, although their brief indicates in a number of times that it's in reality a residential township, there's very little traditional agriculture and so on. In fact, there is agriculture, and including this farm, and if they don't wish it to be agricultural anymore, they should indeed rezone it. The property owner could do it, or the township itself could initiate rezoning for any areas which have now come to the point where they're going to be residentially developed. Their own zoning resolution, section 1601, emphasizes that agricultural district is for agriculture. It says it's for agricultural activities or other open land uses. The intent is to protect this open area from the encroachment of scattered urban type uses. So if that is no longer the case, then they should rezone it and they would have all the appropriate protections of a residential area. Also, because
the council here seems that your approach to this case is just in opposite to the question I asked in the last case, that is that I'm driven out there and I'm not going for a drive over there this afternoon, but I get the distinct feeling and I'm somewhat based in that region that it's pretty good up, but it is pretty residential in nature. You're now, in this case, wanting to say, well, we've got 35 acres here that's agricultural, so it doesn't matter.
It's not that
the neighbors are all essentially residential.
Well, I don't agree with the characterization that it's essentially residential. If you look at the zoning map, agriculture is all around that area in the township. But in any event, we do have to remember that we're looking for a rule of law here.
Right.
And that...
But I take it what you're saying here is really the opposite of what you're saying.
Make it difficult to do that.
Because this tract, this owner, is not zoned specifically residential at this point. That the neighbors might all be, shouldn't matter.
Well, under the statute, the statute says residential use. Our interpretation is that means an area that is zoned residential. This is not zoned residential. Therefore, they're exactly the same.
The agricultural user here remains that way, either because they just want to continue to be an agricultural user,
right,
or because they don't want to pay the taxes and sewer assessments and all the other things that follow when you upgrade your zoning. They're not ready to develop to residential.
And if indeed they get to that point, that's what they
should. For a variety of reasons, but that doesn't necessarily mean that walnut tree farm isn't set in smack in the middle of a residential area.
Well, it isn't, but even if it were, I think the result would be the same. I also think it's important that we realize that this is developing a rule of law. We're interpreting a statute. And if indeed, as Mr. Anderson suggests, this property is really residential, or the area around it, maybe not this property, or the neighbors who were all in agreement, but there are other areas in the township which are indeed residential, then those are not good examples on which to set the rule of law as to whether agricultural property throughout the state should be considered as residential. We have to remember that many farms don't have a house on them. A farm can be 10 acres, it can be 100 acres, it can be 1,000 acres. And even from Cincinnati to here, there is still open area like that, where there are very, very few residences, and where we believe this was the legislative intent, the telecommunications tower having to be put every 5 miles, as you say, is really not going to bother anybody. We have to keep in mind all...
Can we write a rule that applies in all these cases, in which we determine that
well, I thought about that question quite a bit, actually. And, well, you can always go to the local zoning issue. I'm sidestepping a moment, but just to mention that, which is, even aside from this issue, under both local zoning codes, if it were considered to be residential, it would still be allowed, because in Sims Township, they don't regulate telecommunications towers in the E District. It's not in their code. And in Beaver Creek, they define it as an essential service, the same as in your Campanelli decision, essentially, and say that they shall be permitted in all districts. But going back to what we're really here about, the statutory interpretation.
You come up with a scenario in which you could affirm both and you still win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm asking about a scenario in which you affirm both and you lose in this case.
Well, I think...
Why would you just know?
I think to say that the agricultural district is residential because it permits a residential use, and to say that the e-retail district is not residential even though it permits residential use would be in conflict. If the legislature wanted it to be cover only single family residential, and there you could have, if they had said townships may regulate where there is single family residential, that would allow you to affirm Beaver Creek and affirm Sims. But that isn't what they have said. So I think the remedy there, if that's what they intend, is for the legislature to change the statute. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Fleming. Mr. Anderson.
Chief Justice, Associate Justice, good morning. I'm Alan Anderson, and I am representing Deep Creek Township Zoning Appeal Board. I guess I'd just like to say that the two cases, Beaver Creek and Sims, are very different for a lot of reasons. The first one, Sims, there was notice sent out. Beaver Creek, there was no 519.211 notice sent. The issue was strictly under the definition of an area zoned for residential use. AT&T wanted an exemption. There was no real review of our zoning regulations, which was the case apparently in Sims Township. It was also the case in a number of cases cited by AT&T being Riverbend, then the couple other cases they did cite. We never got that far in this case. They came and said, we feel we are exempt. This is, to me, our case doesn't have a lot of the baggage that came with the Sims case. We're exempt under definition of an area zone for residential use. Sims, I'm sitting here, I've never been through for Sims Township, but it sounds to me like it is an occasional residence in a city. Beaver Creek is just the opposite. I believe the last cow at Beaver Creek when the Shawhan Dairy Farm sold a couple years ago.
But the actual makeup of the territory at issue really ought not to matter to the legal decision.
It should not.
The General Assembly put out a phrase there, in an area zoned for residential use.
Right.
Only there are townships going to get a say. So if a court is to figure that those words zoned for are meant to specify a category as among categories of zoning, then and surely the General Assembly didn't expect courts to go further and say, let's have some photographs of this neighborhood, let's see who's been in there recently, are there trends? You know, isn't that really beside the point here in this discussion?
I'm always hesitant to go off into the policy issues, but I think they're part of this case. The difficulty with the Sims case, and I think it was raised, is if it's under their definition, it's primarily residential or mostly residential, you've got that problem of pictures and counting and those sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably not a condition the legislature had in mind when they put passed the law. If you go under the, and I think the plenary, I mean, Judge Rose and the Meantime Economics Court addressed it directly, the second district addressed it, except that the legislature, if you go back to it and say that we need to use common language, the legislature knows the word district. They know the word zone. I mean, that is used, it's a term of art.
What does zoning do, though? What else but naming or choosing the sort of district is done with the verb zone?
Zone is a general definition. I think they said it is zoned any way that allows residential use. I mean, I think in just reading it that way, that's where I get it. I mean, if we want to go back we don't have a...
Do we ever zone for anything but uses?
No.
I can't think of it.
No,
so,
I think uses are very broad.
So if you're zoning for, you're always going to be zoning for uses. Okay.
Yeah, I think we've come to the, you know, that's one of the places where we fight us. I mean, how are we going to define it? You know, we look at the statutory 1.49, how do you use to interpret statutes, those sort of things. And I believe that pushing it too far to say that the legislature meant to say zone for residential districts. So I think they would have said that. I mean, that is such a clear, like it's been mentioned before, Chief Justice Douglas, every zoning person, everybody's been on that Board of Zoning Appeals or a city council, zones, and you have districts. And I think it was clearly in the legislature's vocabulary to say, well, this, we want to make this clear, uses are varied in every zone, every district. Let's say limited to residential districts. Everybody would know.
Or you could argue, you could argue that that would just be redundant, that rezoned for says the same thing.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think clear
that's our
English
debate.
Grammar does that, but they certainly are. But let me take another side that I think...
But that is an argument, because we never said residentially zoned use. We just said residentially zoned, didn't we? We never used use.
You know, there are some cases cited, I don't think I can tell you off the top of my head, but there are some cases cited in the briefs where there is a distinction between residentially zoned or their use, and there's some definition in those cases between zoned for residential use and residentially zoned. And I believe second district...
No, but I mean that you're arguing the common nomenclature for people in the General Assembly. And what I'm indicating, I think, is that when you talk about zoning classifications, somebody asks you, how's that zoned? You say, for residential. You don't say, for residential use, because residential implies the use, does it not?
I understand what you're saying. I think that is not the way to read it when you're talking in conjunction with the Telecommunications Act without towers. If we want to look back to Beaver Creek Township, I'm going to correct just a couple of things. Where it was mentioned by Ms. Fleming that 16.01 on the intent of the agricultural district in Beaver Creek Township, she read and then she stopped, not reading the last paragraph. And I think it hits on a lot of areas. That's a problem that's the farm economic problem you're aware of in Ohio, and the high dollar value of land, certainly in Beaver Creek, that's part of it. I mean, $25,000, it's not a record, but $25,000 an acre is, if you can find any of that, you can probably buy it up. It forced agriculture out. Our zone on intent says, just as she read it, except or until such time as the area is ready for more intense development. And that is, I would say, every meeting we have a PUD application, maybe once a month, I don't want to sell, where they have taken A1 into a PUD. Mm-hmm. And 150 houses, it'll be 30 houses, that's what's coming. They said the record does have some discussion of the intensity of development, and it's of the October 16th hearing, page 6917. It says there's 144 acres and homes in the immediate area, 150 to the south, numerous other housing developments.
Is this in the record of this case?
Yes.
Is there a master plan for the Beaver Creek?
Yes, there is. And that's another thing I forgot that. They noticed that it is right across the street from Terra Estates. Terra Estates is an older, large development in Beaver Creek Township, Beaver Creek City Township. You know, Beaver Creek City only came into existence in 1982 or 4 or something like that. Before that, it was all township. I suspect, I don't know if township was in Terra Estates, but it won't be long before it's all Beaver Creek City, because that's the way it's going. And I think somewhat, and you've got policy, we got to think about that, because clearly the cities and villages have just a very, very strong hand in zoning. And I think the legislature, I hope, I like to say the legislature anticipated this development of rural areas, especially in that development belt, that 2 or 3 mile area around a city that's been designated as a growth area.
What is the master plan called for in this district?
I cannot say exactly. Pretty much, I think it's the whole township, or at least it's clear within 3 miles, but I can't. And I don't think that's a firm record. I'm sorry.
Anderson, let me ask you the question I asked earlier. The issue here is aesthetics. And everybody wants modern communication, but no one wants these towers in their backyard, certainly. Given if you take the premise that this is, we're talking about aesthetics, why would the General Assembly have provided a statute that says, in effect, that if you choose to reside next to a shopping mall, for example, we're going to protect you from a tower being erected next to your property or whatever. Isn't it pretty clear that what the General Assembly has done is they've compromised here and they said we recognize towers have to be erected, but we're going to provide some oases, and the oases is a residential area that's zoned residential, because that's where people live. That's where they're most concerned about aesthetics. Isn't that a strong argument for
part? They're concerned about where people live. That's why they said zone for residential use rather than zone for residential districts.
spent time on it.
Let's see, the changes that they have made since 1977 and
2 districts.
Absolutely.
You could be 75 feet from a commercial.
Or you could, the statute says to a resident before they had 100 feet, it was a property. So you could notice all joint properties. But you could be, even in every there's configurations that you could fall outside of that with 100 feet. But you've got the issue of Beaver Creek really is a residential area. And it is different. That's very difficult to match these two cases. I'd like to see Simmons decided on a different issue.
What test do we write? If that's the test, that, well, Beaver Creek has become a residential area, that the zoning officials haven't said that yet, but it is. What's the test then? 1 houses, 5 houses, 100 houses? Proportion, 50%? What's the test we should write?
I don't think you can. I think that's why the legislature said if it permits residential use, then it gets to come before the Board of Zoning Appeals or the trustees. Then they have to live within those confines of the Telecommunications Act. They've got to live within the confines of your cases. You know, in the case of AT&T versus Virginia Beach, which is a 4th District Federal Court of Appeals case, that was to a city, but I think that really cranked down the increase. The amount of control that a city could have.
But that's, in your example of the Chief Justice, you said where it says where residential use is permitted, and frankly, that's not what it says. Zone 4.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I jotted this down.
But does that matter?
Does
it matter that for your argument to really fly, that you have to go to that language instead of the language of the statute? You need to go to the language.
You're an area zone for residential use. Mm-hmm. And that argument is there.
Well, your argument is that the zoning permits a residential, a commercial zoning area, an area zone commercial permits residential use. Isn't that your argument?
You know, that
would be the test.
Sure,
that
does.
In Beaver Creek, they also do have some more justice ask the other uses. And one of the other permitted principal uses, and I think that is a big deal, because Sims, and you can't take it to the extreme that if it's not zoned against it, then you have, that it's not allowed. You can say the extreme that Sims says that if you don't prohibit it, then it's allowed. That's not the case in Beaver Creek, and in most places, because it is a permitted principal use. Also, home occupations are permitted in the Ag District. And I think we have to see that it's an area that's really just kind of land banking and self-developed. Also, one other note, even if we did get into the township, we don't want to stop this. Really, I don't think we've ever stopped this now. Because all we want to do was say, follow the statute. And that's a whole other question, but it never got before us to say whether it should fall within our zoning resolution or not. It's entirely, we do not have to come to the board because of this issue. But if you get our definition of essential services.
Yeah, but your right to grant would have built into it a right then to deny. That's why they would.
It would have, except that we're limited by Telecommunications Act, not to deny, but our essential services does say that essential services shall be allowed in any district insofar as permitted, authorized, or regulated by law or other resolution. And I think that is a different language than any other cases, and certainly in the Sims case. We also dealt on the issue of was there sufficient notice. That was from the Board of Zoning Appeals. I think dealt with in clearly in the AT&T and Virginia Beach case as not being an issue. You know, the board did give them a written notice denying it, so I think that was clear they complied with the law. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Mr. Barrett, you saved about just about a minute for your time.
How much time do I have, Your Honor?
55 seconds.
Thank you. I just want to make one point in conclusion. Establishing a rule of law, there are always all kinds of exceptions which are difficult. In establishing a rule of law, we would submit that the court should hold that the meaning of an area zoned for residential use is a residential use zone, not a zoning district which may permit a residential use. The Court of Appeals for the Second Appellate District in Beaver Creek case specifically said 9 of the districts are zoned residential, then went on to say there are other districts and includes the agricultural district among the business industrial districts. And the court in that case said that if residential uses were permitted in the business and industrial districts, then those would also be areas zoned for residential use. So to establish a rule of law, I think that the conclusion should be that an area zoned for residential use is a residential use zone. And again, referencing the intent, the agricultural district is not to permit, in Article 16, Section 1601, it is not to permit residential uses. It is to hold land for agricultural uses, and then the township can reclassify that area when intense development becomes viable. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Barrett. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.